I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Ruidoso Downs police have still not located the driver of a car that struck a Ruidoso Downs police officer vehicle. The officer was making a routine traffic stop on Highway 70 on November 21st. The incident happened at 5:30 p.m. near the Cravens Laundromat. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Ruidoso Downs police. The Ruidoso girls basketball team competed in the Artesia City of Champions basketball tournament last weekend. Coach Troy Smith says the team got to play against some of the best teams in the state.
We're building. But I told the girls, like, Artesia's very, that's a stiff competition that we won't see very much of for the rest of the year. It's really, really stiff competition. All the classes are above us. But like I tell the girls, it is a ladder process, which is we get better each and every game. That's our goal. Our goal is to get better until we get to the district, and that we are in our best shape when we start our district play, and that is our goal.
So, Coach, what kind of ball club are the Lady Warriors this year?
I feel that the really good balance with guard and post play. I've got three real good inside players that I think will balance us, where we will have a triple threat with our forwards and guard play, mm-hmm, with our inside play.
Ruidoso will take on Tularosa and Hot Springs this week. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.